Florida's Seminole County GOP vandalized, eat shit fascists. By Hannah Blow on August 30, 2022. Vandals targeted Florida's Seminole County Republican Party office over the weekend with a disturbing message written on the glass of the building. Days after Democrat gubernatorial hopeful Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, claimed that supporters of Governor Ron DeSantis, R, have hate in their heart. The graffitied message read, "Eat shit fascists," with a circled and underneath the message, a symbol for anarchy. Further, the vandals reportedly glued the doors of the establishment shut. "We basically had to break into our own office," State Committeeman Jesse Phillips said, according to The Hill. The at-Seminole GOP will not be intimidated by the fascists posing as anti-fascists, the group said in the aftermath of the vandalism. "The Republican Party is the party of life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness while putting hashtag America first." The Republican Party of Florida also drew a connection to the action and recent divisive rhetoric of Democrats. 1. Crist says DeSantis supporters have hate in their heart too. Biden calls Republicans semi-fascist, they wrote. The results? Dangerous Democrat rhetoric is polarizing our country and inciting criminal behavior. Indeed, Crist last week insulted millions of Floridians after commanding DeSantis supporters not to vote for them, as they apparently have hate in their hearts. "Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him, and I don't want your vote," he stated. "If you have that hate in your heart, keep it there. I want the vote of the people of Florida who care about our state. Good Democrats. Good independents. Good Republicans. Unify with this ticket," he said, ironically calling for unity while insulting millions. Indeed, it appears as though Crist is in lockstep with President Biden. Last week, Biden discussed what he described to Democrat donors as an extreme MAGA philosophy. "It's not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy that underpins the I'm going to say something, it's like semi-fascism," he assessed, glomming onto the divisive and false rhetoric of the radical left.